You're listening to Tall Stories here on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Tom Edwards. This week, we're taking a trip back in time. Rowley in central Alberta, Canada, was a working-class town that enjoyed its golden years back in the 1920s, before drought, depression and fires arrived to plague this small town. As a result of these trials and tribulations, almost the entire population packed up and left, leaving the once booming town almost abandoned. But after decades as a ghost town, Rowley's been reinvented. With old Western-style buildings still intact, it's become a quirky spot in the middle of the Canadian prairies and an open-air museum of sorts. Monocle's contributing editor Sheena Rossiter takes us on a tour and tells us how this town, for so long just another spot on the railway line, has found a new place in Canada's culture.
Taking a trip to central Alberta can be a magically quirky thing. Far from the hustle and bustle of Canada's big cities like Toronto or Vancouver, the central part of this Canadian prairie province is like a scene out of an old Western film. The Badlands create a unique desert-like setting, with their beige rock formations jutting out of the ground as if it's coming out of nowhere. It's breathtakingly beautiful. Keep driving and you'll pass through canola fields and cattle farms, peppered by areas that are still seemingly decorated with old grain elevators and Western-style buildings and parts give that small-town feel. Just off Highway 56, north of the dinosaur town of Drumheller, and down a long gravel road, I arrive at Rowley, a place that might not even be listed on some maps.
I'm Madeline. I'll be your tour guide for the day. I work for the Rowley Community Hall Association. We have an outstanding population of 8. There's a couple retired couples and I think one family, and then 2 of them are summer homes only, so it's pretty quiet. During our prime, which was in between the 1920s and the 1950s, we had a population of 500, so that compared to 8 is a little bit outstanding.
And are you one of the 8?
I am not, but I live in the area. I'm going to start off at the bank. So this is our bank. It was actually built as a prop for the movie Bye Bye Blues in 1988.
Bye bye blues.
Yes, this small abandoned town that's frozen in time is a Hollywood producer's dream.
Just we two.
In the late 1980s, a Canadian production took note and entirely filmed the movie called Bye Bye Blues in the town, a story about a World War II wife and mother who joins the local dance band to provide for her family while her husband's at war. And that was just the first of several films that turned Rowley into a production set, giving the town an interesting little nickname by locals.
We are dubbed Rowleywood. We have a little mock movie theater with authentic 1930s theater seats. Every single movie poster you see in here was filmed in Rowley. These bigger films had a little scene or two, but Bye Bye Blues is completely filmed here, so she gets her own wall.
Can you tell us what other films were filmed here?
Deadfall, Pelican Brief.
Pelican Brief was filmed here.
Two scenes, I guess.
Even famed actor Brad Pitt has made his way to Rowley for his early 1990s period drama Legends of the Fall, with several of the scenes taking place in Rowley.
Samuel! Samuel, come here!
And all of these films were indeed good for the abandoned town, too. Rowley's facelift served as a double purpose. The old-style buildings were great for period films, making production easy for film producers, but the town's Hollywood facelift was put to good use by locals, as my guide Madeline tells me.
In 1991, locals decided to turn the prop into a building. And here it is. It was used as a craft shop during the 90s for when the Stettler steam excursion train came through Rowley, but after our tracks were taken out, the Rowley Community Hall Association purchased it, and now we use it to store our antiques.
It even has an old antique smell.
Yeah. Everything in here has been locally donated from Rowley, except our beautiful chandeliers from the Palliser Hotel in Calgary. Pretty weird place to put it, but it sure does look nice.
But of course, there were lost decades here in Rowley, where not much happened in the town except for a train running through it. Disasters left the place nearly uninhabitable, as Madeline tells me.
So in this area, we had the school, church, and curling rink. They were all built in 1911. In 1922, there was a fire in this area that took all three of them out. So we have our playground here because the school used to be here. It was built in 1949, this one. It was replaced an old one. And then we have a new addition from 2008. Like I said, our original church burnt down in 1922. For quite a long period of time, the locals had to use the school, hospital, or their own homes to hold their church services until 1939 when they built this guy. It was a pretty big accomplishment for the locals in the 30s, considering we're a rural area and the dirty 30s, not a lot of things were being built. Weekly services stopped in the mid-80s, but were still used for weddings, funerals, and baptisms still. We still have our old choir seats from the 30s, which is a pretty different sight because most churches have taken them out.
Funeral home and embalming.
So this one's different. A lot of people hold high expectations for this guy, but actually it was just another prop for Bye Bye Blues. In 1940, Rowley made their billiards club, and they never really had a pool hall until 1991 when they built this building. Or still, it's one of our most used buildings. I see they have the snooker table uncovered. It's funny, when we get tourists, they look through the windows when we can't give them a tour, and they see our tables with covers over them normally, so they think it's a funeral home still, but just some pool tables.
Is this the only street in the town?
Technically, yes. The rest are just little gravel roads that go to the people's houses that live here.
So what's this place here?
So this is our Lion's Oil Garage. The original building was built in 1920, along with the gas pump right behind you. It was used for multiple businesses that had to do with garages. The longest one was Purity Oil LTD. Unfortunately, the original building was condemned a few years ago, so in 2013, we rebuilt the whole building. This is the original storefront right here. We built around it to preserve it. So this is what we call our filler building. It holds our printing press. It was built in the 1890s in Hanna, Alberta. They used it until 1930. It was recently brought here. We had to make its own building because it didn't fit anywhere else. It's the only door we don't have to lock because if you managed to take this guy, we'd be impressed.
By the 80s, locals got a new idea to attract visitors to the nearly forgotten town. They got an oven to make a dish that almost everyone loves, pizza.
So this is our infamous Sam's Saloon. It was built in 1922. It ran as a cafe. They boarded it up in the 70s, but in 1980, the locals decided to unboard it and hold their very first pizza night. That's where pizza night was born. It's the last Saturday of every month.
How popular are your pizza parties?
In the summer, they're pretty popular. In our July pizza night, we made almost 400 pizzas, but in the wintertime, we only have enough people to fill Sam's Saloon, so about 60 to 100 people.
That's still a fair amount of people, considering Rowley's a bit out of the way.
A little bit. We got pretty popular on Facebook because we were put on a historical site page, and that's how a lot of people find us.
The pizza parties are what have made Rowley iconic among a younger generation. But with a Rowleywood billboard and signs dotted along the highway pointing to a gravel road where an open-air historical town can be found at the end of it, those signs get people coming here too. That's how John and Barbara Lake got here.
We were just driving down the highway and I said, I've never been here before and I've lived not very far away. So I thought, I should come and see.
And we saw the sign, historical town, so why not stop?
Did you know about Rowley and how it's like an abandoned town?
No.
I knew about Rowley, but I didn't know everything was abandoned, but there's a couple of people still live here.
Population 8.
Pretty great, huh?
What do you think of the town?
Well, it's a lot of restoring that they've done. They've done a huge amount of work, so it's kind of cool.
And what do you think?
I think the same. It's just unfortunate they took the railway out, or it still might be thriving. But the railway took out and a lot of towns died from there. The elevator's gone. and everything. So,
yeah, Alberta's got a lot of ghost towns, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of abandoned towns. We were just saying that before we even drove here, that there's a lot of towns that have just shut down, or pretty much.
Now, I'm here on a day where a handful of tourists are taking a stroll around Rowley, exploring the attraction. But Madeline has gone days without getting any tourists.
The trading post sign isn't very accurate. They changed the building for Bye Bye Blues in 88.
But with curious Hollywood producers looking for Western-style towns to act as sets, and with major incentives from locals, Rowley is now a perfect film set and a destination for central Albertan road trippers. And it's found a way to be a place where people want to stop by, even though hardly anyone actually calls it home.
Thank you for visiting. Hope you enjoyed your tour.
For Monocle, in Rowley, Alberta, Canada, I'm Sheena Rossiter.
Thanks, Sheena. Remember to tune in this week at 1900 London time for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Tom Edwards. Goodbye, and thanks for listening, city lovers.